Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory, an online resource from TheGeneration.org designed to help young people deal with personal sin issues through the Word of God and ultimately to find victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Battle Plan for Victory. I'm Bobby Bosler, and the topic of this discussion is profanity. Now, when we think of profanity, we think of cuss words, and that is a part of what we're going to be talking about here today. But I want you to know that it's more than just saying expletives. It's more than just the four-letter words that we're concerned about here with this topic of profanity. Let's go ahead and take a look at the key verses. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, one of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Here, God's expectation for the children of Israel, and by extension, his expectation for everyone, is that we not use his name inappropriately. To use God's name in vain is to use it inappropriately. Now, let me tell you, God gave you his name for two reasons. God told you what his name was so that, number one, you could talk to him. And he secondly gave you his name so that you could talk about him. But he didn't give you his name to use it like a cuss word. I think you recognize the fact that if you say, "Oh my," and put God's name in there, you're taking God's name in vain. When you take Jesus' name and you sling it through the air like a curse word, you are taking God's name in vain because Jesus is God. This verse says, "The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." I preach the gospel just about every week as I'm traveling on the road here. And one of the applications that I make when I'm laying down the problem of our sin is this command right here. And I accentuate the fact that God won't hold the person who takes his name in vain guiltless, that they will indeed be guilty. And you know what? Many young people, they take God's name during my meetings, during the games, during the stuff inside. And when I hit on this commandment, there is an immediate sense of guilt that sets in. They realize that they're in trouble with God. And you know what? For these lost people, they deserve to go to hell because they've taken God's name in vain. Now, I may be talking to a Christian who's listening. A Christian has already had his sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. A Christian who's been declared righteous in God's courtroom. And yet you still take his name in vain. Can I say this, though I am not saying that you will ever have to pay the consequences of those sins, it's a tragedy for a Christian to commit the very same sins that send lost people to hell. Young person, you ought not ever let God's name be taken in vain through your life. You ought never use his name inappropriately. His name is holy, and you need to use it as if it is. But we're not just talking with this matter of profanity about the concept of taking God's name in vain. Proverbs 4:24 says, "Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." Here, what this is saying is, listen, I want you to put away, literally, crooked speech. This is speech that twists things the wrong way. I think you know what I'm talking about when I talk about twisting things the wrong way. I'm talking to some young people here. When people say things, you look at your buddies and you chuckle because you turn it to be something perverted. You love to joke about double meanings and all kinds of stuff like that. Can I tell you? That's profanity just as much as taking God's name in vain. That is just as wicked as any four-letter word you can think up, as any expletive. Friends, a dirty mouth has no place on the head, on the face of a Christian. He says, "Perverse lips put far from thee." That's devious talk. It's any kind of speech that's misleading, that's untrue, or that is deviating from what is acceptable. Listen, unacceptable talk ought to have no place in the life of a Christian. Ephesians 5, verses 3 and 4 says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. God, when it comes to your speech patterns, God wants it to be that which is fitting. That's what that word becometh means. It wants it to be fitting for a Christian. What he says here is talk about fornication. Okay, dirty talk is completely unfitting for a Christian. You don't need to be talking about filth in the locker room. You don't need to be ripping each other up and down in school. Friends, your speech needs to reflect the appropriateness and holiness of God. Now, I haven't really said a whole lot about those four-letter words, but I want you to know, I think even society recognizes the fact that those words are inappropriate. There's a reason why they have a rating system, and that the words that are contained in movies and television shows are factors in those rating systems. Though many people do their best to ignore the rating systems, the fact of the matter is, even society recognizes those words are inappropriate. They might say they're fine for adults, but not okay for kids. But listen, I frankly would say God is saying here in these verses, they're not appropriate for any believer. It's a matter of profanity. If you've got a dirty mouth, you need to get alone with God. And you need to ask Him to cleanse your mouth and to cleanse your brain so that your life and your speech can be something that reflects the fact that you're a Christian.
The Battle Plan for Victory is presented by TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.